We're back. So this is More About Nothing. Had some different thoughts, feelings, opinions today. So thinking that I will strongly get them off. One of the most important ones that is reoccurring to me is that a lot of times we know how to find shit. And with us finding shit in good people, a lot of times we set ourselves up to show how we're really not that cool, we're really not that understanding, we're really not that compassionate. Because once good things come, we don't believe that it's true. We have to find fault in them. But if the shoe on the other foot and the motherfucker is bad with terrible traits, excuse me, and we end up dealing with them, we are always in the space of, well, let me give them the benefit of the doubt. Sometimes it's better to just take it as it is and not try to find flaws or fault and shit. I know I have a special power of where I could get people to open up, be transparent, be comfortable very, very soon into meeting them, and that scares them. And even with that, with me, I'm cool. I'm easy going about that. Like, I attempt not to put things on restraint or leave a lot of things up to chance. I'm more so a person that cares to be direct about my feelings and emotions. And Cuz scolds me for that all the time. He'd be like, you around this bitch wanting me to tell a motherfucker about my feelings and how I am and all this other shit. And then what? I'm like, that. And then you can grow. And then you can know where a motherfucker coming from. You can know what a motherfucker on. But you rather leave it up to their own shit. Like, sometimes when you fuck with people, you gotta leave breadcrumbs. But that's another story for Dragon Ball Z. I'm here to say good feelings, good vibes. Enjoy them. Take them on. It's very important to have. Sometimes when shit glitter, it is gold. Gold is rare in this day and age, but gold is still here. Don't think it's a lack of gold. It's just where you're looking at sometimes. Sometimes you have to be a miner. Sometimes you have to really attempt to find greatness and happiness and things of that nature. And I think we get complacent and we must find bad. We must find things to make us be like, no. When we were younger, we made very, very good decisions with very low lack of understanding and responsibility and things of that nature. Sometimes we made a judgment call and went with it. As adults, I don't think we're that confident to make judgment calls. Look how many people that's not in management. Look how many people that are comfortable having people tell them shit. Like, how can you be a leader and in a position of your life where you're following? Like, that's hard. But back to energy and that. Man, sometimes you just need that. Sometimes you need those good energies and vibes for you to release, for you to get over something, for you to change the outlook, change your outlook. Because when you go through a healing factor, it's also an understanding factor and a how do I get back into the world factor. And sometimes you need a good experience to get you back. Like, all right, I'm back here. I'm back. I could be me instead of being still sheltered from going through your healing process and having walls, having healthy walls up, because it is a such thing as healthy walls. But sometimes you have to, you know, find a way to make you normal again. And if that is an interaction with a person, you sharing time, space, energy, I'm big on that. Light a candle, smoke something, do what you want, but have fun. Get out. If that's what you feel like is going to get you back to being normal, get out, have fun, exchange a couple smiles, have somebody hold your hand, show someone you're interested in them, show them that you want to have a positive mind frame about going with them. Please do. Very, 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 very important that you must have that and dwell on that. Even if you need to take time out and pause it or replay it, dwell on it. Really get your emotions and things set before you give somebody a go or interaction, because you don't want to give out a bad interaction and then be like, hey, I was a little fucked up, blah, blah, blah. This is why I held back. Sometimes over-explaining yourself and having understanding is the most perfect thing. And be transparent. Be transparent. Like, if you need, like, hey, I need a good going out. I need a good going out before I get back out here in the world. And if you could give that to me, I greatly appreciate it. Or is this something that you would like me to experience first? And then I swing the block and come back and get you. Talk. We're humans. With us being humans, I think too many times we get caught up in the fact of I'm this certain type of way instead of I'm peoples. Like, hey, I'm peoples. And with me being peoples, it's certain things that I need to function, move, and all that. And help. Help cultivate this. And with that, just, you know, be in this day and age, be more understanding. Don't look for so many clues. Don't look for so many traits or things like that. Don't be dumb. I'm not giving you a fucking green light card on you being dumb or you letting shit slide. Certain shit that's a red flag, if it tends to happen several times, I don't know how many it has to happen with you. You could be a person of one. But for the normal people, or the people that is as close as normal can be, see if it's a trait or if it's you. Because a lot of times, it be you. It be what you're searching for, what you're looking for. You're looking for certain things, so you're going to find it. And if you find it, be upset at yourself. Don't be upset at another motherfucker, because you looking at some shit. You're looking for it. And that's... that goes big with a part of management for me. It definitely goes big. Live your life to the best of your abilities. Don't live it to another motherfucker. For real, for real. And then being an adult and being a grown up, exchanging energy and fucking is just a part of life. Like, don't put so much on it. And for the people who, hey, sex means so much more for me, it's not for you. Sit your ass in the corner. Like, twiddle your thumbs. Go find something else. Scroll. Turn your TV on and scroll on Facebook. Do what's common for you. And that's extremely common for anybody that knows that. Like, having the background noise, you scrolling. Man, I miss out on so many shows like that. Excuse me. I miss out on so many shows like that. But for the normal people, man, get them cheeks clapped. Sometimes you can't think about it. Sometimes that is... what makes you feel a little bit better, makes you feel a little bit like kind of with yourself. Because I'm in a space of, like, with me, I blew one, I just rubbed one out, I feel ready for my day. And I rarely feel like that. Like, I potted earlier, I fucked around, got one off, had my coffee, blew one, ate a little bit, I'm gonna eat a little bit more before I go to work. I'm ready way earlier than I be. I'm shitty. I start my routine at 4:15 of getting ready. Like, up, pants closed. I'm ahead of the game. I'm ahead of the curve. So even with this, I'm going to keep this energy and positivity up for work. Knock out my hours I got to do. Learn what I got to learn. Bring my black ass home. Chill. Like, that's what I want. I know I'm going to be super relaxed when I get home. So I'm happy about that. But I say all that just to say, me getting one off, blowing, and enjoying my day and getting shit started earlier and not being lazy, that nut helped me out. And I think sometimes that nut don't help y'all out through y'all day. Like, sometimes you gotta hop on that shit early. Like, if you got a tough day, like, hey, let me get one off so I can change my outlook. Let me fight for normalcy. Let me get my shit together. And even if that's getting you being like, hey, this is what I need sexually from you right now, ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Like, fuck, we're adults. We're having good interactions. We have a positive energy. So it's so much more than us just standing on, hey, I'm grown, I make decisions. No, it's other boxes that need to be checked in life. Like, hey, is the energy good? Hey, am I feeling positive about this? Hey, does this person make me feel like I need them, I want them? Is this some shit that's different? Did life throw me a fucking curveball and I'm like, oh, shit, I'm about to hit this bitch out the park. Yeah, hit it out the fucking park, man. Do what you got to do at the end of the day. And self-care goes so much further than just reading the book, than just saying you love yourself, than you doing things that makes you feel better. It's excuse me. Woo. It's a lot. And I'm not smoking out for any of y'all assholes that think. I just got acid reflux and bronchitis, and that shit don't go good with smoking, but weed is my friend. But get your cheeks clapped. Get your dick sucked. Like, don't feel bad if somebody's energy is allowing you to feel free and open. That's what life is about, feeling free and open. Don't run from it. Run towards it. Run towards happiness. It's been gloomy in Michigan. Man, you got to do things that make you feel good. You got to do things that make you feel right. And that may be a factor for you. I don't want this to be the all nastiness sex podcast, but sometimes I have to give y'all the transparent me. Other times I have to hold shit back. Some shit I have to take with me from when I leave Earth. Other times, you know, I can share shit. And if you don't have anything like that, I don't think you're a human. And if you an alien, what the fuck you doing here? How you get here? Do y'all got the plug on some shit? Like, let me know something. But I think that is very strong. And anybody that needs a good TV show or something to watch, it's a movie called 97 Seconds. Please watch it. Let me know how you feel about it. It's on Amazon. I watched it last night. Excuse me. It has me open thinking about, like, damn, I want to see how this shit gonna turn out. I'm more interested in it now. Like, oh, okay. So this seemed like, you know, this seemed right. It seemed like this movie gonna be good. I'm super interested. I will watch it again. When I get off work, I stay up typically till 3 a.m. Watching shit, because I'm a person that has to decompress the day. Like, sit there, relax, get everything together, then go to sleep. I can't just go to sleep unless I'd had a day or I was restless. And I've been a little restless of late, but I'm doing things mentally. I had to get something off me. Physically, I had to switch my bed around just to get a better night's sleep. And now I'm at a space where I know financially things are coming together. So since the financial part is coming together, I think I will be, I know I will be a lot better. But it's just certain things, like my checks and balances, my check process. It's just certain things that I have to come up with and have to go through to feel better, to get my shit off. And with getting my shit off, you just have to, you have to know what works for you. Sometimes a little bit of pussy on your face might work for you. And I know so many more women that's open to fucking with girls. Like, this is at an all-time high. Everybody get that, hey, I done fucked with a girl, or hey, I may. And for the three of y'all that don't, hey, congrats on y'all. I'm not pushing it. It's not my agenda. If you eat pussy, you eat pussy. I'm not trying to make you eat pussy, because ain't no way in hell you about to start making me suck dick. Ain't a motherfucker on earth that could do that shit. If they had a pistol, a motherfucking pistol, in one of my fucking nephews' head, and was like, we gonna kill him unless you suck the dick, I'm be like, oh, I'm killing your grandma. I'm killing somebody you love. I'm not putting a dick in my mouth. I love motherfuckers. That's a hard ass. That's a hard fucking ass. Man, fuck you. I look at motherfuckers that, I look at girls that suck my dick and be like, girl, you got a fucking dick in your mouth. And a very nice one at that, if I can say. If I should say, a very nice one. But you have it in your mouth and you're gobbling this motherfucker. I'm not mad at you. Enjoy it. And in my older age, I get that certain things I just can't do in my life no more. Like, eat hot foods all the time. Man, if you don't get the fuck out of here, that's my kryptonite. If motherfuckers think my shoes and my clothes is the shit that hurt my feelings the most, man, if a motherfucker tied me up and gave me whole milk and cereal and like hot shit for lunch, that's the greatest torture in the world. Bitch, I'll tell you anything. I'll tell you anything. As soon as you come in with that whole milk, I'll be like, oh, he ain't playing no games. What you need to know, blood? Man, I give up my cousin for that. Whole milk and hot sauce and hot food? Man, you ain't about to tear my stomach up. And butter noodles? Nope. Nope, I can't. I'm sorry, man. I had to think about me. I had to think about me, bitch ass nigga. And my needs. Yeah, I can't do that. I apologize. I cannot do that. I am not that strong of a person. Jesus didn't put that on my heart. I'm not that much of a fighter. This is going to be kind of short because at the end of the day, I do have to get ready for work. But I did want to put out some of good energy, good vibe. I did want to speak to a couple things that were on my mind, a couple things that were making me feel a certain type of way. I hope my day is my day. I will survive it any way it comes, goes, presents itself. I am a winner. And with that being said, go out and win. Go out and win at life today, people. That's the important. That's the goal of the day. Win at life. And winning at life doesn't mean your whole day have to go right. If your day goes shitty, fucked up, get control of it at some point in time in that day. Get control of it. Put your hands on the wheel. Also, I want to speak to this, to the masses of women. And with me speaking to y'all, I don't want it to be any judgment. So don't feel like y'all judgment. Hey, y'all are a little different when y'all put niggas dicks in group pics. Because my niggas be like, nigga, that's childish. But girls at an all-time high, and y'all do. But one thing y'all keep it 100 about, y'all do tell niggas. If a nigga get a nice one, y'all do. Hey, dicks in group. I mean, the dick pic in a group text, from what I have heard, it's either to make fun of or to glorify. My nigga, just be on that righteous end is all I gotta say. Be on that righteous end. And my mind is set up to not take it as so much of a negative thing of I'm grown as a person. I could take it as admiration. I could take it as somebody's like, yo, I got a brand new toy. Check this shit out, nigga. And just take it as that. It's a moment. Things shouldn't be defined on sexual things. No concrete thing should be decided on a sexual thing. Like, you shouldn't look at a motherfucker as they a freak just because they do some shit that you're not doing regularly, or they may do some things that shock you. It should, one, be between y'all two, the sexual part, and 2 through 17, it should stay between y'all. I know sometimes you want to ask and say certain things like, yo, what about this? Or, hey, what's up with that? One thing is understand the space that somebody's coming from on both sides. And when you understand that, yeah. And I've been in group texts, and I don't feel any type of way about it anymore. I have grown. I've been on the winning end. I don't know how many times I've been on the losing end because they didn't tell me, but the winners do tell. The winners do. And if I had to give my championship speech, I would say I'm happy we made it here. Once again, this is your person coming to you, as humble as I could be. But fuck all them doubters who thought I wasn't going to make it here. God damn it, I'm here. I am your champion. I am your king. Refer to me as father, God damn it. That's how I feel. That's my side. Yeah, that east side nigga here. You see it. You know what's up. You know who the fuck I am. And that'll be the end of that. Good energy, good feelings, good positivity. This coming from your champ. We'll see you on the other side. Eastside, and I'm out. Always love where you're from, and understand who you are and where you're going.